time 3:09, there is going to be traffic to talk about this afternoon. Right, Ricky Meese?
Right, Jeff. Of course, we still have the closure in place westbound on I-80 at exit 77. This is west of Grantsville. And remember, as we've been telling drivers, delay your travel time going past anywhere from Lake Point, Mills Junction, Stansbury Park, because once you're past Grantsville, that's where the closure is in place. You cannot go any further west on westbound I-80. So if you're trying to get across the Utah state line, it's not going to happen for a little while. That delay, that closure is going to be in place for a few more hours until UDOT has a chance to completely clear that crash and fix the roadway. Eastbound, you have a right lane that's still open to traffic. Now, a little closer to home, southbound traffic, I-15, looking pretty good from downtown to the point of the mountain and from the point all the way to Provo. The rest of the valley freeways are also problem-free. Mark?
We got a crash in West Jordan right now, 4200 West, Dubingham Highway, 7900 South. Looks like the freeways out of downtown and into Davis County right now, northbound I-15, look pretty good. KSL travel time, Salt Lake City to Farmington, about 15 minutes. No problems or huge delays between Lagoon and Clearfield Sunset and into Weber County. Find the financial experts you need whenever you need them at Golden West Credit Union. Apply at any branch or online at gwcu.org. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.